Canceling plans because your knees hurt? Nope, not anymore. Get to Joint Relief Institute. Safe, fast, immediate pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Seven o'clock, time to check in with Northwestern head coach Pat Fitzgerald. Good morning, Fitz. Before we get to football, why don't we talk about what all of us are thinking about today, where we were, what we were doing when we were hearing the news and turning on the television set, September 11th, 2001. Do you remember that day, Coach?
Well, Bob, good morning. It's great to be on with you, and missed you last week. I single-handedly hold you responsible for the outcome of the game, but we can talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay. But, yeah, absolutely. And, we were just wrapping up a staff meeting, and, when the first plane hit the towers, and we had, players, families there. I had teammates there. I had a family member actually next door to the towers. I mean, it just almost seems like everybody that I talked to, had some sort of connection, and obviously we all did as Americans. And so, it seems surreal that it's 20 years later, but at the same time, I hope we all lift up those that were impacted, not only that were in the towers, but the first responders, those that when tragedy struck didn't run from it, they ran to it. Mm-hmm. And, obviously all those that have been affected, from health afterwards. We've got a lot to improve on, but our country hopefully can come together this weekend and celebrate those heroes.
That was your first year back at Northwestern, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Yeah, it was, I was coaching the secondary, and like I said, it was, I remember our assistant Carolyn came in. She said, I think there was an accident, a plane crashed into the World Trade Center. I think that was everybody's reaction initially, right? And then, that obviously changed pretty quickly from an opinion standpoint and then a reality standpoint. So, we sit here now 20 years later. I'm not going to get political, but it, still impacts so many of our military's lives and, families' lives that, as we went to war. And, we get the privilege to coach and play football and be fans of sport and sleep under the freedom and protection that our military provides. And so I just wholeheartedly thank them and, lift them up as hopefully we can, because I know how many of our military are fans of sport, and hopefully we can give them a respite to the challenging jobs that they have.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Fitz, I was reminiscing this week about the fact that you were preparing to play the Naval Academy that week. You talk about it hitting home, right? Because it was as real as it was for your guys, it was even more real for the guys you were going to face that Saturday.
Yeah, no question, Dave. And there's just a lot of, thoughts that go through my mind. I remember going out to the practice field and, you saw a couple of planes in the air, and you're like, why are those planes up in the air? I thought everybody was supposed to be grounded, and it just was a surreal 48, or, not surreal. It was just heartbreaking, 48 to 72 hours to try to figure everything out. We lift everybody up, and we'll honor our heroes tomorrow with Heroes Day. And I just want to thank all those on the front lines. And, we're still on the front lines. Now we're in a different war with COVID and the pandemic and, all of our healthcare providers and those on the front lines in that war. So I thank them wholeheartedly.
But you had fans back last week, which was a really welcome sight. And now you play Indiana State tomorrow. And I've heard you say, I've heard a lot of coaches say this, that teams make their biggest leap from that first game to the second game. Is that even more true when you've got as many young guys who played last week and got their first taste of it?
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. And you've just got to keep working diligently to get 1% better. I mean, that's, what I've talked to the guys about. It's about responding mentally, but then improving physically just 1%. You're going to get better by doing, by experiencing. And, we had some guys played really well. I thought Hunter Johnson played one of his best games of his career. I thought Bryce Kurtz and Steph played great on the outside at wide receiver. I thought, there were some things offensively that we were able to do up front, and Evan Hull getting the run game going. Our tight ends played well. So we got to build upon that. And then we've got to fit gaps better, and we got to tackle better, you know, really in our back seven. And it's communication. It's being on the same page. It's angles. It's running feet on contact. It's just little details that go into our game that makes it so great. 11 heartbeats have to operate as one. And when you don't, as a defense, and you have eight as one or seven operating as one, you give up explosive plays. And that was evident last Friday night. But our guys have learned from it, and we're excited to get back out. But it was awesome to have our fans in the building. It was a great atmosphere. And we look forward to just getting better and better and, you know, getting a win for everybody here on Heroes Day.
Did you tackle more in practice this week?
I don't think it's not necessarily that. You know, we practice, we tackle every day. You know, we work the fundamentals all off season. It's one thing to practice it. It's another thing to do it, right? You know, you and I are both just outstanding golfers, Dave, you know. And
no question.
You know, I mean, two of the probably the best golfers in the city of Chicago. You know, it's not from a lack of wanting to do it. It's just you have to do it in the moment. And, you know, those guys will improve. They got a lot of pride. Our defense has got a lot of pride. It's been the hallmark of what we've been about here for a long time, and they'll get it back going.
When I get a little older, I'll join you guys on the golf course.
Oh, I feel the same way, Bob.
Northwestern and Indiana State tomorrow, pregame on WGN Radio here at 10 a.m. Dave Innitt and Ted Albrecht with the call at 11. Go Cats! Thanks, Fitz.
Well, appreciate you, buddy. And again, to all of our heroes, we lift you up in our thoughts and prayers. And appreciate you, Bob. It's great to be back on with you, my friend. Go Cats. Bye-bye.